JW Mobile.
KM4DTQ, this is KJ4UIO.
4DTQ.
Where did you say your tablet was? Even now.
Alright.
KM4, KJ4UIO, clear.
WAW4DJW. 4DJW Mobile.
4WQQ Mobile. Empire CSA Mobile.
JWK and 4BWA.
4WQQ Mobile.
4WQQ, K and 4BWA. What's happening, Bronco?
Going up the train and pick up a TV.
You have TVs in Greenville?
What?
Well, you're not supposed to break them. Well, I am headed for Clemson. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Partner.
Over here on 85 in this little bad spot on 85. K4BWA, you copy now?
I'm up 26, so anyway, it's probably me breaking up. KN4WQQ, over.
Yep, I was just saying, I've got to run over to Clemson. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Not really.
Let's spread the joy. Let you ride along with me. KN4WQQ, you must be down in some shadows over there. KN4BWA, mobile. W4DJW, KN4BWA. WA, mobile.
KN4VWA, W4DJW.
KN4VWA, hey, bud. Did you get done?
I am done, and I'm back at the house. I was calling you earlier. I couldn't get you. But I remembered while I was doing that Amy fixed barbecue chicken and red potatoes and green beans and rolls yesterday for watching the race. And I'll be eating leftovers. That was really, really good. I ate way too much. But I'm going to eat it again.
I was just calling to tell you the same thing. I'm going to go ahead. Since I'm over here at Woodruff Road, I'm hung up in all this junk. Trying to get in to get a little fuel at Costco. That looks like it's going to be a nightmare. But I'm going to, since I'm over here this far, I'm going to go ahead and run on over to Clemson and see if I can't get that license and then head back. Well, I would like to get out there and fly this afternoon, but I got some junk I got to do. What's the prognostication for tomorrow's weather?
I'll look that up and see. I'm not sure what it is. It's going to be in the 70s today. And 1% chance of rain and 4-mile-an-hour winds. Today would be a good day. Tomorrow, 4% chance of rain in the 70s again, partly sunny. So not quite so clear skies. And tomorrow has a 1% chance of rain, too. So tomorrow's going to be about as good as today, except there's going to be more clouds in the sky. Today, there's not hardly any clouds out there.
Oh, let me ask you a question there, big guy. I've got my east side lunch tomorrow, and I got to be down there at 11. I need to be down there at 11:30, which means I would need to leave at about, from the field, I need to leave at about 11 o'clock. What do you think the possibility of us doing a little bit of morning flying is?
I'm probably going to be babysitting these stocks because they're new. They're newborns. So if I went, it'd probably be later in the afternoon. And I was going to tell you, I got the Telemaster wing out of the attic. Leading edge looks good. Trailing edge, pretty warped. And warped in the wrong direction. You know how you used to put washout in the wing so that it would stall in the center of the wing, not on the wing tips? This is the inverse of that. I'm going to have to build a new wing, bottom line.
It is balsa, right?
Yeah, it's all built up. I had to scan in a rib template and do a CAD CAM model of that and cut out ribs. It's got 16 ribs per side, 32 ribs total. I figure I can get 6 out of a sheet of 3 feet by 3 inches, 3/32. I think they're pretty thick ribs. They're thicker than a 16th. I don't know if they're quite an eighth of an inch or not. They might be. It's a heavy-duty airplane. It's made for heavy lifting. So if I don't have all that balsa wood, I'll have to order it.
Now, you do know that there is one more alternative to that, right?
What, order a foam kit or something?
No. I've been playing with wood and working wood for quite a while. You do know that you could very, very easily make yourself a steamer and then place that thing in a former. I mean, is the bottom of the wing flat?
It is, and I've done what it is you're talking about doing, even all the way up to the point where you cut slots in it and you either sand them down so you can bring it together or you spread them apart so that you can make it longer on one side versus the other. This is a bow. If you look at the trailing edge, it bows like a bow tie, except it doesn't go flare out on the ends. It flares down on the ends. So it's like the top of a heart. If you cut a heart off right at the top, it looks like that, like a pair of lips, the top half of a pair of lips. And that's up over a 4-foot distance, and that's pretty thick wood, 3/16 to, and part of it is plywood laminated with balsa wood. I just don't think there's any way of undoing that.
Put the laminated wood in there, that does create a problem. But I'm really surprised that laminate bowed like that. What about the concept? I just hate to see you scrap an entire wing. What about the leading edge and the trailing edge? Is the main spar... Is the main wing spar, is it curled too?
I don't think so. So it's got dihedral in it, and it's an 8-foot wing and with a 1-foot cord. And it's about, if you lay one wing flat on the table and you force it to go flat, you can force it to go flat, and it'll crinkle and make noise, but it'll go flat. And then the other wing's probably, the tip of the other wing is probably 6 to 8 inches up in the air. So about 3 to 4 inches of dihedral per 4-foot run. It's either 3 inches over 4 feet or 4 inches over 4 feet, something like that, the rise over run. And then, but what happens is if you set it on the center rib where the two ribs come together, if you set it flat on the table and then you start lowering one side down, that trailing edge hits about 2 inches before the leading edge comes down and hits. And that's exactly the opposite of what you want, because that's going to make a tip stall, because that means the root is continuing to fly while the tip is stalling, because the tip has a higher angle of attack. And the higher the angle of attack, the closer you are to the stall. And it should be the opposite of that. Washout is you lift the tip up. You don't point the tip down. So it's really, really bad. I mean, it's wash out instead of wash in, and being as bad as it is, I don't think I can get comfortable with that.
Yeah. Well, man, that just seems like a shame. So are you going to try to salvage at least a portion of that wing?
I don't know. We'll see. I played around with some of the ribs last night and popped them a little bit to see if you could pop any ribs loose off. And some of them are tight and some of them are loose. I don't know how long it's been since it was built or what kind of glue was used, but some of them are a little bit loose. And those two back trailing edges, they just arc like a bow and arrow, like the bow on a recoil bow and arrow. They're just big arcs in them, so they're not any good. The spar is a spruce spar. I might be able to get it out and clean it up. But I can go get a spruce spar. It's pretty cheap, too. And what I wanted, another thing I wanted to do is redo the where the fuselage and the wing comes together so that you just plug the wing in the front and you use two wing bolts to hold it down in the back. Instead, right now, it's either rubber bands, number 64 rubber bands, which I never liked that anyway. That's only for when you're learning how to fly. Or it's four wing bolts, and that's four wing bolts on something that big. I don't know that I'd trust it. So I redesigned the fuselage and the wing so that the wing has a notch, and it's got some dowels in it, and those dowels fit into the fuselage, which holds them in place and keeps it from rocking, and then two wing bolts at the trailing edge to hold the wing down. So that's a redesign.
Roger, roger. That sounds like a plan. Sounds like it may be a little more than 30 days, though.
That's why I was telling you about it, because I'm not going to be able to use that wing. I contemplated exactly what you're talking about, steaming it and putting some notches in it. And I've even done, you know, alcohol or ammonia and water mixed with steam. And it works to a degree, but it seems like it always over time it comes back. It's and once you've got it covered, you're committed. And that's a hard thing to commit to. I was also thinking about those ailerons are enormous and probably weigh a lot. And I could probably get stiffer ailerons if I built it up with 1/64th ply and 1/16th laminated. And 1/64th and 1/16th laminated, I could probably build up those ailerons and make them a whole lot lighter. You could punch holes in them, but then it makes those, that, with that single grain running one way, it makes them really weak.
I'm sure your finished products will be more than adequate. I just, man, I hate to see something like that scrapped out. You know, especially when you put that much effort in it to get it built to that point. But it is what it is, and heat is an amazing thing when it comes to work, to wood, especially in a moist, then dry, moist, dry area.
You're starting to, you went through a bad spot there, and I'm hungry. I'm going to go downstairs and heat up the plate. So, are you stopping now, or you just headed over to Clemson?
Stop, get myself some fuel, and I'm going to go ahead and head on to Clemson. So, anyhow, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, well, all that worry to pull the trigger this morning made me hungry, so I'm going to go get a plate.
But I will talk to you again soon. KN4 VWA, clear after your final.
All right. Talk to you later. I'll be listening when I get back up here. W4DJW, clear.